Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines for Living.
Carl Crow tells the story. A missionary Bible translator was working on a language that had not been reduced to writing when she came across a portion of Scripture which had already been translated into the language she was working on. She noticed that the word Aidanida had been used for the English word Savior. The word literally means picker-upper, or one who picks up something. She thought, this is definitely not the right word. Then one day a woman gave birth to a child in the tribe where she was ministering, and she was asked to visit the mother and the newborn and be the Aidanida, or the picker-upper. Not quite sure what she was in for, she nonetheless went to the house to find a newborn baby lying on the jungle floor, on a bed of newly cut leaves, screaming for all he was worth, the mother lying in a hammock above the tiny little child. The mother repeated the request that had already been made, asking her to be the picker-upper. "What am I supposed to do?" she asked. The mother said, "First, you pick up the baby," which she did, removing the leaves and the ants which were crawling over the tiny little infant. "Now you wash the baby," she was instructed. With no water available, she got a can and went to a nearby stream and brought water, cleaning the little dark-eyed baby, making him as presentable as possible. "Now what do I do?" asked the missionary. "Take the baby to the village and present him to his father." Taking the little boy in her arms, the missionary went to the village to find the father and inform him that he had a newborn son. And when the mission was completed, she began to understand why the word Aidanida, or picker-upper, had been used for Savior. It all made sense. In that culture, no better word could have been used, and no finer word picture could be given in any language to show what Jesus does when he finds you, sometimes in the gutter, sometimes in your loneliness, sometimes in your brokenness, but always in your sin, then cleans you up, then cuts the umbilical cord which bound you to your old sinful nature and habits that enslaved you, and finally brings you to the Father and says, "This is your newly adopted son. I gave my life to bring him into our family." Yes, there is none who is the picker-upper that is Jesus. Some 55 times in Scripture, the Lord is referred to as the Savior. And each of these is a beautiful picture of one who saves us from something. Our sin, our failure, our wrongdoing, our mistakes, our miserable circumstances. "He will save his people from their sins," was the message of the angel to Joseph. Have you learned personally that Jesus Christ is the one who will pick you up and love you as you are? He doesn't wait until you complete the 12-step program, or work through your hang-ups with a counselor, or let a psychiatrist talk you out of your guilt. He just reaches down where you are, extends a hand, and says, "I forgive you just as you are." Question: do you need a picker-upper to lift you up right now? That was Jesus' mission, and he's still in the business. Remember the picture of the missionary who was asked to be the Aidanida for the newborn lying on a jungle floor? And ask God's Son, our Savior, to pick you up wherever you are. He'll change your life and present you to the Father as God's child. He's as close as your cry for help. Never forget it, friend. He came from heaven to fulfill this mission, and he's willing to be your Aidanida, your picker-upper, today.
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. If you would like to hear more encouraging devotionals and stories of changed lives around the world, visit guidelines.org. That's also where you can join the Guidelines team in delivering the life-changing message of Jesus. Go to guidelines.org to see how you can impact the world with the hope of the gospel. Thanks for listening, and join us again next time for Guidelines for Living.